You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon, the 30th day of March. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated joins us to discuss the weather forecast. Drew, thanks for being with us. Tell me a little bit about the weather forecast for the next week, and then look out maybe a week after that, around the 8th and 9th. Producers tend to get itchy and really want to get started planting corn in a large part of the state of Illinois and Indiana, and I would think Missouri and parts of Iowa, too. What kind of conditions do you see?
Well, it looks as though we're going to see quite a mix of weather as we move forward through this next week to 10 days. We do have a storm that, of course, is moving through the region over the next day and a half, and we will see widespread precipitation. And today's midday forecast model run suggested that greater rains would occur a little bit further to the north into southern Illinois and southern Indiana and southeastern Missouri. So probably going to see some heavier amounts of moisture there. Certainly more than an inch will occur, if not a couple of inches, near the Ohio River. So that's not necessarily a good bit of news. Once that system passes off to the east, which will probably take place as we get out onto Thursday and Friday, we'll look for cooler air pushing into the region. The cooler air will be drier, but also brings frost and freeze potentials into the lower Midwest. There should not be anything that's seriously threatening to the winter wheat crop, but we will continue to watch that. But it will be dry, and will probably stay dry on into at least the middle part of next week, with only a few spits and spats of moisture possible. The earliest that we would see another storm system would probably come at the end of next week, and more likely in that second weekend of the two-week outlook. And then I think we'll start a bit of a wetter biased pattern. So once we get beyond today and tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow's storm, we'll have one more to deal with, but it's well over a week away. And so maybe some field work will likely take place during that time period.
Check in on the Delta region for me.
Boy, it's just wet down there. They've had a little bit of field work here recently in the northern parts of the Delta, but that's going to stop tonight as well, with some heavier rains likely to come into the region. The precipitation down that way will be probably greater than it will in the lower Ohio River Valley. We'll probably see some totals running anywhere from 2 to 3 inches in some locations, from Arkansas into parts of Tennessee and immediate neighboring areas there. So that will be the end of the field work once we get to tonight, and we probably won't see another opportunity to get in those fields again until sometime midweek next week, probably.
Have you been keeping track of other parts of the world? For instance, what does China look like as it starts its growing season?
Well, everything looks pretty good for China. I don't have too many issues to deal with over there. There's a lot of rain in the Yangtze River Basin, which is kind of the southernmost parts of the production area. It's important for early season rice and early season corn, and so some of the crop there is not likely to be planted right away because it is so very wet across that region. But areas to the north, in the heart of their corn and soybean country, the soil is actually in very good shape right now. The soil temperatures are still too cool, but we're probably just a few weeks away from getting started with their planting as well, and it looks like they'll get off to a very good start.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us.
All right. You have a good day today.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.